Welcome to the B-Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad.
Modern life leaves our minds restless and underutilized.
I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near infrared for red light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, does this stuff really work? And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment, because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for B-Rad podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey.
And here we go with part two of the quick overview of the 10 Primal Blueprint Lifestyle Laws. So in part one, we covered the first five laws relating to diet and exercise. They were eat plants and animals, avoid poisonous things, move frequently at a slow pace, lift heavy things, and sprint once in a while. Then we go law number six, get plenty of sleep. Hey, you could probably put this as priority number one, because all manner of healthy lifestyle practices flow downstream from getting plenty of sleep. And if your sleep is screwed up, you're going to have a really hard time adhering to healthy dietary practices or getting out there and doing the properly conducted workouts that I described. We all know this. We all nod our heads. We pay a lot of lip service to the importance of getting good sleep. But when it comes to practical application, we often choose to engage in streaming media or have artificial light blasting into our eyeballs long after the sun sets in our environment. So we want to make an effort to get better aligned with our natural circadian rhythm. This means that your evening time should be dark, quiet, calm, and mellow. If you're going to engage in screen entertainment, try to do it on the early parts of the evening and dedicate the last hour of the evening to calming activities. Arianna Huffington's Sleep Revolution best-selling book talks about taking a bath, having a ritual, lighting some candles, doing some quiet reading, something that tells your brain to calm down as opposed to watching an action film, turning off the button, and then trying to fall asleep. So we want to have wind down periods, and we want to do our sleeping in a sleep sanctuary. So you have a nice, dark, quiet, simple, stress-free, clutter-free bedroom to facilitate a good night's sleep. Then we have law number 8, which is play. And this is the forgotten objective of hectic, high-stress, modern life, driven to consume and excel and succeed and be busy with every waking moment and be hyper-connected. So play, interestingly enough, has been a centerpiece of the human evolutionary process forever, and it forms a very important purpose. Dr. Stuart Brown, one of the world's leading experts on play, contends that play facilitates the development of a cognitively fluid mind, which is a critical survival attribute. And it goes back to evolutionary biology that humans had play as a centerpiece so they could do problem solving. They could engage in what if scenarios without the life or death consequences that happened in their real lives. And today we still have this desperate need to disengage from the unrelenting stress and the structure and confinement of modern life. I love Dr. Art Devaney's quote. He's one of the forefathers of the paleo movement, author of The New Evolution Diet, where he says, "Modern life leaves our minds restless and underutilized because we are confined, inactive, and comfortable. So get out there and play. Due to the nature of modern life, we strongly recommend unstructured, spontaneous outdoor activities like going for a hike or going to have a water balloon fight at the park or doing something that is away from that confines and predictability. So I'm not going to say a 50-mile bike ride in the pack is really qualifying as play as much as going to the park and, coaching little kids soccer with new fun and games that I always tried to throw into the traditional soccer practice where we had to work on our skills. Play, 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 people. That's why we're undefeated every year. Just kidding. Sometimes we got our butt kicked every single game, but we had a lot of fun playing around at practice. Okay, that leads us to law number 8, get plenty of sunlight. Of course, in our ancestral example, for the vast majority of the evolutionary timeline, 2 million years, we lived near the equator and we were exposed to a constant, unrelenting sun for a vast majority of the day, vast majority of the year, for a vast majority of 2 million years. All of a sudden, we have this structured, confined, indoor dominant lifestyle, and we have widespread vitamin D deficiency. That's one of the most important reasons to get extensive sunlight, but not all the reasons. There's a variety of other ones relating even to human mood and great research on the brain. Getting outside and getting fresh air, sun exposure, open space is super important to mental and physical health. And so when it comes to the objective of maintaining healthy vitamin D levels and healthy sun exposure, the goal is to achieve and maintain a slight tan. And so to avoid the controversy where the dermatologists are going overboard saying, don't ever go in the sun and make sure you lather your entire body with sunscreen. These risks of sun exposure are completely blown out of proportion. The experts like Dr. Michael Holick, author of The Vitamin D Solution, offers plenty of research countering the idea that we're going to go and get cancer if we get out and get some nice sun exposure and build a slight tan. However, experts are in agreement, never, ever want to burn. And a single severe burn in your teenage years significantly increases your risk of melanoma and other cancers decades later. So never, ever, ever burn. Of course, cover up with clothing in preference to many of the sunblocks that have toxic chemicals in there. But certainly don't overexpose, but make a concerted effort to expose large skin surface areas of your body to direct sunlight at the peak times of day and year for optimal sun exposure and optimum vitamin D production. How do you know if you're making sufficient vitamin D? It's when you start to kick into a slight tan. And at those times of the year and at those latitudes where you can't tan, that means you're not making vitamin D. So if you lay out on a sunny winter day in Portland, Oregon, near the 45th parallel, you're not going to get tan and you're not going to make vitamin D. So you got to store up the vitamin D during those summer months and consider supplementing if you are living a sun challenge lifestyle. Law number 9, avoid stupid mistakes. So back in our ancestral times, the stupid mistake was falling, bashing your knee on a rock and sustaining an infection. There were no antibiotics in 10,000 years ago. And so that could be fatal with a stupid mistake out there in hunter-gathering times. And guess what? With all that comfort and confinement and security today, we still find a way to bring widespread demise to the human via stupid mistakes. This is a shocking statistic that the leading killers of young people in the age group of 18 to 30 or something like that are suicide, homicide, and accidents, largely from vehicular accidents. And a lot of those are from alcohol-fueled vehicular accidents. Today, we have statistics that texting and driving is even more dangerous than drinking and driving. So these simple everyday things where we become anesthetized to risk because of all the efforts to make modern life safe. That's why it makes the list at law number 9, avoid stupid mistakes. And also don't go overboard here and buy into the fear mongering, which is essentially the essence of modern media, where every day you can turn on the TV and be afraid of the toxic chemicals found in the rubber bits at your child's playground, or whether the war is going to come over and start affecting your own town because you can see it and touch it right there on the TV screen. So there's a lot of extra anxiety and extra stress built up from irrational fears. I mean, the list can go on and on. But you got to live your life too, is what I'm trying to say. But speaking of stupid mistakes, I did a whole show on road cycling and getting out there on a bicycle, interacting with cars. I feel like the decision, I'm sorry, I'm going to offend people here. The decision to ride your bicycle on the road could be considered a stupid mistake the moment you pedal out of your driveway. And boy, you can let that reflect. You can email me and say, Brad, you're a jerk. You got to live your life. But it's so inherently dangerous to road bike. Please listen to my entire show if you missed it and you are a road cyclist, that it bears floating the argument out there that you might want to stick to indoor cycling or mountain biking off of the paved road, off of the cars, in order to mitigate that inherent huge, massive risk of riding on the road. This is coming from a host who has ridden over 100,000 miles in my life on the bicycle, on the road, interacting with cars, and glad to be smiling and still talking about it here. Okay, that brings us to law number 10, use your brain. And in the Primal Blueprint, we have the quick message here, engage in creative intellectual pursuits that counter the grind of your daily responsibilities. Give yourself permission to have fun, knowing that tapping into your creative side will enhance your performance in your core areas of responsibility and economic contribution. Also, using your brain, we have to add this other objective here today, especially, is the incredible need to filter and edit the excessive amount of stimulation that we face every day, that we've been bombarded with. This is not in alignment with our genetic expectations for health. We're simply not designed to process this much information. So we have to have our filters and our editors on at all times. That means taking frequent breaks away from tasks where you have to focus intently, and taking frequent breaks away in general from digital stimulation. So there, in two parts, are the 10 Primal Blueprint Laws in a nutshell. I hope I've inspired you to go grab the book. And you can also look on bradkearns.com for the 21-day transformation online course, which gives you a good summary of how to implement these 10 Primal Blueprint Lifestyle Laws into your daily life. Thank you for watching and listening to the BRAD Podcast. Oh yeah, I'm sure you're going to have some comments. So go ahead, email, let me know what you think. Podcast@bradventures.com.
I want to tell you about wildhealth.com. They're an online provider of comprehensive precision medicine and health consultation services. They offer DNA analysis, custom lab panels, extensive medical intake form with family history and lifestyle preferences, and regular online visits with a board-certified precision medicine physician and a health coach whom you can message anytime through their convenient app. Wild Health evaluates your data to determine what you need for nutrition, exercise, sleep, and supplements, and you can experiment, consult, and retest to get everything dialed in. You'll get a cutting-edge epigenetic test of DNA methylation to calculate your all-important biological age and have fun lowering your age over time instead of following the mainstream path to accelerated aging. It's time to strive for awesome instead of just normal. Did you realize that only 6.8% of Americans are deemed metabolically healthy and only 2% are declared optimal? That's disgraceful, but you can turn things around quickly. Please visit wildhealth.com and you will see that this is the absolute gold standard of personalized medicine and it's available to you right now. Telemedicine available anywhere in the USA. Wild Health is generously extending BRAD podcast listeners 20% off the cost of membership. Just visit wildhealth.com/Brad or use the code BRAD20 at checkout to get 20% off and start taking control of your health today at wildhealth.com/Brad. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.